As we begin this morning, just a quick word of welcome to Father Craig Hochhalter. Father Hochhalter is the Dean of Students at Dickinson Trinity High School in Dickinson, and so he's in town for some meetings today and asked if he could celebrate, and I said yes. So we're blessed to have Father Craig with us this morning. Also, as you all know, today is the last day of 6:45 a.m. Mass during Lent. Tomorrow, of course, our only Mass is the Mass of the Lord's Supper at 5:30 p.m. And so what a blessing it's been to have all of you, many of you, at the 6:45 a.m. Mass throughout Lent. I know I only had it a few times, but I do know that Bishop Kagan was very inspired by all of you being here, and what a special way to spend these 40 days of Lent by beginning with the Mass. And so I hope it's been a fruitful time for you. It's been a very inspiring time for me, Monsignor, as well as he's been away, but it's always great to begin the day with all of you in celebrating Mass, and I hope that maybe if these days were fruitful, that you'll continue on during the Easter season and beyond to continue to live and receive the beautiful blessings the Lord gives us each day. Quick word on the gospel. Today is traditionally known as Spy Wednesday. It's the day where Judas goes to the high priest and says to them, "I'll hand him over, but what are you going to give me?" And then we have this account of how Judas, in fact, did that. The gospel we just heard from Matthew recounted the Passover, the Last Supper, where Jesus is with his 12 apostles instituting the Eucharist. And we have this explanation of how Jesus predicted who it was that would betray him. And he says, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me." In ancient Jewish custom, they would sit at one side of the table, all 12 of them, similar to Da Vinci's Last Supper painting, one side of the table. They didn't have chairs. It said they would recline. So they would recline leaning on their left arm because they would eat with their right arm. You would never eat with your left arm, your left hand. You'd always eat with your right hand. And so if Jesus is saying that the one who has dipped his hand in the dish with me is the one who will betray me, means where is that person that will betray him? On his right, because he uses his right hand. The one who will betray me is on my right. What is the person who's sitting at the right? What is that seat? It's the seat of honor. If you have somebody sitting at your right, that is the seat of honor, which means who was sitting in the seat of honor? Judas. To the very end, Jesus was continuing to give Judas a chance. He chose him to sit at his right at the Last Supper when he instituted the Eucharist. He chose him to do that. He continued to give Judas a chance to choose the Lord and to follow him and to not go the way he did. It's sometimes been said that Jesus did not give up on Judas. Judas gave up on Jesus. Jesus doesn't give up on us, ever. At times, we might give up on him, but there is nothing we can do in life to get God to stop loving us. He will always do it. He continues to give us chances. Just as Jesus never gave up on Judas, he never gives up on us. As we enter into these holy days, let's continue to sit at Jesus' right. Let's continue to stay with him. Let's continue to give Jesus a chance in our lives.